the viewpoints of the leader, Sayyid Mojtaba Hosseini Khamenei.
This is part of the message issued by Imam Sayyid Mojtaba Hosseini Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, discussing the occasion of the 40th day after the martyrdom of the illustrious, exalted leader of the Islamic Revolution, may God sanctify his pure soul, and important matters related to the Third Imposed War. The way to achieve a stronger Iran than never before is through unity between the various parts of society. This is a principle that our martyred leader repeatedly emphasized. A significant degree of this unity has already been formed over the past 40 days. People's hearts have become closer to one another. The frozen divides between different segments of society and their divergent views have begun to melt, and people from all walks of life have gathered under the flag of the homeland. Day by day, both the number and the quality of these gatherings continue to increase. Even many of those who have not yet been able to physically participate remain in their hearts fully aligned and in solidarity with the multitudes gathered in the public squares. These days, many are experiencing and seeing a civilization, fixing their gaze on distant horizons and constructing a vision for themselves, not an illusory one, but one firmly anchored in the realities of the present and the future. Till recently, this was a characteristic observed only in a select few, at the pinnacle of whom stood our martyred leader. It's precisely for this reason that any observer can clearly witness the rapid, almost miraculous growth of this nation. And it's no wonder that when the renowned sage and eminent jurist of our time speaks to you about this exalted status these days, his voice repeatedly breaks with emotion and a lump in his throat stops his words. At this point, I would like to tell Iran's southern neighbors that you are witnessing a miracle. So observe closely, understand matters correctly, stand on the right side, and be disrespectful of the false promises of the devils. We're still waiting for an appropriate response from you so that we may demonstrate our brotherhood and goodwill to you. This will not be realized unless you renounce the arrogant powers who miss no opportunity to humiliate and exploit you. All must know that by Almighty God's will, we definitely won't allow the criminal aggressors who attacked our country to go unpunished. We will certainly demand full reparations for all damages caused, as well as blood money for the martyrs and compensation for the war's wounded. We will definitely take the management of the Strait of Hormuz to a new phase. We have not sought, nor do we seek war, yet we will in no way relinquish our legitimate rights, and in this regard, we consider the entire resistance front as a unified entity.